It's Tuesday, and the Ballers are back at home. Atrium Health Ballpark 2024 season continuing to roll as the Ballers start a new six-game set with the new opponent that we've played already once this year. It's a familiar foe in the Charleston Riverdogs, single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, here for six games this week as we'll get underway and live here in the Kannapolis. Bally Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. First pitch at 6:02 here in Kannapolis. Hi, good friends. Welcome in. Dan Helody here to give you all the action as let's sit back, relax, and enjoy a baseball game together. 0-1 from the righty McDaniel is a bit upstairs to the leadoff batter. It is a 1-1 count to Noah Myers. Myers in right field leading off today. Adrian Santana, shortstop. That second, Trey Morgan batting third is the first baseman. 1-1 from McDaniel, a bit inside and low. Count is 2-1. Drew McDaniel getting the start today for Kannapolis, making his third start of this 2024 season. 2-1. Inside corner. Even at 2-2 now on Noah Myers. So McDaniel gets the start, 1-0 on the year with a 1.86 ERA. 2-2, a bit outside. Now even 3-2 as the count runs full. McDaniel, 6'2", 185-pound righty from Lafayette, Louisiana. 3-2 pitch. Just a bit upstairs, leadoff walk, ball four as Myers will walk, and then it's one on now and nobody out for Adrian Santana. So Santana, the switch hitting shortstop, will bat with one on and nobody out in this first inning. Again, 6:02, your first pitch time here in Kannapolis in this opening matchup between the Ballers and the Riverdogs. These two sides have already played three games against each other as they'll play six this week in Kannapolis. First pitch to Santana in there for a called strike, 0-1. McDaniel hailing from Lafayette, Louisiana. Signed as a free agent in July of 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. 0-1 check on the runner. Not in time. Count will stay 0-1. Santana, the shortstop at the plate. Number 6 overall prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization per MLB Pipeline. McDaniel's 0-1. In there on a breaking ball, and count moves to 0-2. Home plate umpire today, William Paschal. Andrew Schrock is out roving the bases. Umpires assigned by the Carolina League. 0-2 count, Santana staying alive. Here's the pitch from McDaniel. This one's popped up over my head, and count will remain 0-2. As to the rest of the lineup today for Charleston, Trey Morgan on deck bats third, batting fourth, Anel Mateo, center fielder. Rodaelis Martinez, catcher, will bat fifth. Wu Shin, left fielder, bats sixth. Carlos Colmenares, second baseman, bats seventh. Ricardo Gonzalez, DH, bats eighth. And batting ninth, Odalis Figuero. Runner going on the 0-2 outside of the plate for the throw in a second's in time. And it's a caught stealing for Luis Pineda. A 2-6 caught stealing of Noah Myers. So there's the first out of the ballgame. As nobody on now, the 1-2 count on Santana. Myers with a little bit of speed. He definitely has shown signs of it. However, unable to swipe the base there. McDaniel works. Here's the 1-2. Check swing. Did Santana go around? Yes, he did. And it's strike three for Adrian Santana. So first strikeout of the day for McDaniel. Two outs now, and Trey Morgan will bat. McDaniel, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider for the righty. Former Ole Miss Rebel in his third season of action with the Cannonballers. Trey Morgan will bat. First pitch is a bit low. Count is 1-0. Trey Morgan, third rounder by the Tampa Bay Rays out of LSU in 2023. 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss on the 1-0, now 1-1. Morgan hailing from New Orleans, Louisiana. Ended up staying home and played ball at LSU. As McDaniel set on the mound, he'll work from the wind. 1-1. Morgan, a big swing and a miss again, and it's 1-2. Defensively for Kannapolis today, Connor, Eddie Park, and Albert Senesian. Left to right in the outfield, in the infield, Edric Felix, Arxie Hernandez, Riku Nishida, Ryan Galaney. And behind the dish is Luis Pineda. 1-2. Grounder to short. Arxie Hernandez will field. Fire across in time for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out in an unconventional 1-2-3 frame in the first for Drew McDaniel. That'll send us bottom of the first. Nishida, Galaney, and Park due up. We come back on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live. Live, Kannapolis, Charleston going at it here in Atrium Health Ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Riku Nishida leads it off. Bottom of the first inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Scoreless here against the Ballers and the River Dogs, fighting for the first time of six total games this week between these two sides, as this pitch is a bit outside. Nishida, 1-0 count. Nishida, Galaney, and Eddie Park do up in this bottom of the first against the southpaw Drew Dowd, as this one lifted high and foul. The 1-0 becomes now 1-1. Southpaw Drew Dowd gets the start, former Stanford lefty, eighth rounder in 2023. Gets the start for the River Dogs. And work from the wind, 1-1. Up and in on Nishida, almost hits him, and it's 2-1. A lefty, a righty, and a lefty. Due up in this bottom of the first for the Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. River Dogs unable to get a run on the board or a hit on the board in the first inning against Drew McDaniel. Ballers will look to get some equal success. 2-1. Popped up over my head. Counts now 2-2. Nishida, Galaney, Park. Two up in this bottom of the first against Drew Dowd. 6'2", 206-pound lefty. Born in Millbro, California. 2-2 count from the wind. Downs pitch. Nishida fouls it off, and we'll have another 2-2. Galaney on deck in his first game back in a Ballers uniform at Atrium Health Ballpark. He joined the team last week down in Myrtle Beach. From the wind, downs 2-2. Popped up foul. Count will stay 2-2. Galaney on deck, batting second. Eddie Park, center fielder, bats third in his first game back as a Baller. Caden Connor, left fielder, bats in the cleanup spot. Albertson, a C, and right fielder, bats fifth. Batting sixth is the shortstop, Arxie Hernandez. 2-2 from Dowd to Nishida, been outside. Count will run full. Luis Pineda, catcher, Well, that's seventh. Batting eighth, Juan Gonzalez, DH. And batting ninth is the third baseman, Edric Felix, under the leadership of Patrick Leland for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 3-2, Nishida lifts this one into left center. That'll drop for a base knock, and a greener pasture as the ball goes. And holding up at first, Lee Nishida has a leadoff single. One on, nobody out. Ryan Gillaney, the batter. Ryan Gillaney will bat. One on, nobody out. In his return to Atrium Health Ballpark, he was here at the end of last season, but did not join the team in the opening day roster. First pitch inside, runs in, hits him on the foot. So quickly now, two base runners for Kannapolis as Nishida singles and Gillaney hit by a pitch. That'll send Eddie Park to the plate. Two on, nobody out. So a battle of eighth rounders from Stanford. And Drew Dowd, the lefty, on the bump, and Eddie Park at the plate. So two on for the ballers. Nobody out. Found signs of life early on in this one. This one's a bit outside, a 1-0 count on the center fielder, Eddie Park. Ballers with the third best pitching staff in the Carolina League. Charleston not far behind at fourth. 1-0 on the way. Low and outside. Count 2-0. As a unit, the River Dogs ERA 3.51. They enter today at 6-8, 3.5 back of the lead in the South Division. Kannapolis 7-7, 2.5 back of the Columbia Fireflies. 2-0 from Dowd to Park, up and in, and Dowd having trouble finding the strike zone. It's now 3-0. Count. Caden Connor, team RBI leader, on deck. Dowd sets, here's the pitch. Park takes up an inside, ball four, and the plot thickens like a good old country gravy as Eddie Park will walk. So a single, a hit-by-pitch, and a walk have loaded the bases for Kannapolis. Caden Connor will bat as Dowd just trying to settle down. Charleston entering today, losers of their last three. They lost three in a row to the soaring into first place Columbia Fireflies. As for Kannapolis, they fell in their final game down in Myrtle Beach last week, but won three of the five they ended up playing. So Caden Connor will bat, bases loaded, nobody out, in a big spot for the ballers. Drew Dowd has not had the roughest of outings his last two here for Charleston. This is uncharacteristic. This first pitch lifted high and foul. It's 0-1. Last outing for Dowd, he went four innings, gave up two runs in four innings, five hits. He walked three, struck out four. Ballers putting together some early offense. Dowd sets, first pitch was a strike on a foul ball. Second pitch, a breaking ball low and outside, even 1-1. Dowd, a fastball, cutter, changeup, slider for the lefty from California. 1-1 to Connor. Up and in, 2-1. Dowd having trouble finding the strike zone on the inside corner. He's certainly trying to find it. He's missing up and in to lefty bats pretty frequently. Dowd'll sit. 2-1. Up and in. 3-1 now. As Dowd now a ball away from walking a run in. Waller is entering today ninth in the Carolina League in offense at 193. As far as batting average, Charleston behind him at 184. Two teams with not a lot of offense as Connor will foul this one off over my head. And the count will run full. Nishida at third, Galani at second, and Park at first. Full count, here's the pitch. Up and in, ball four, and walk a run home, William Drew Dowd. It'll allow Nishida to cross, Galani to third, Park to second. Caden Connor draws the bases loaded walk. Still nobody out, and Albertson is seeing a pretty dangerous Pat's going to stand in. So Albertson Asian's going to bat, as now all of a sudden Charleston's gotten an arm up and warming in the bullpen. Asian will stand in, first pitch. Inside corner to Asian, it is 0-1. So a single, a hit by pitch, and a pair of walks. Allow a first inning run for Kannapolis, 0-1. Spun in for strike two on a curveball. Albertson is seeing one of the more dangerous bats in the lineup for Kannapolis. He's put together a couple of nice strings of offensive late. He'll swing in the 0-2. This one's looped into shallow center. Backtracking Colmenares will make the grab. It's a pop out for Asian. So there's the first out of the inning. One out. Still bases loaded for Arxi Hernandez. Ball is not deep enough for a sacrifice fly. So it's one out. And Arxie will bat. First pitch up and away, and diving to make the play behind the dish is Rodelis Martinez. In the field for Charleston, left to right in the outfield, Shin Mateo Myers. Peguero, Santana, Colmenares, Morgan, left to right in the infield. And behind the dish, as mentioned, Rodelis Martinez. 1-0. Inside corner. Count evens 1-1. Arxi Hernandez batting here as Kannapolis trying to put together some offense. 1-1, a bit outside, 2-1. Down, deep breath, 2-1. Lifted high and foul. Count will set at 2-2 to Arxie. There is an arm warming for Charleston down the line. Hayden Snellsire appears to be the arm warming. He is slated to be the starter on a Sunday. Then he'll warm in the bullpen here. 2-2. Arxie puts a charge into this one into right. Hit well. Myers will set and make the grab for the out. But Taganar, the runners at second and third. Throw comes in, sliding safely into third is Park. And everyone moves up a base. Scoring is Galani. Park to third, Connor to second. And it's a sack fly for Arxi Hernandez. Two outs now. Ballers lead 2-0. And due up is Luis Pineda. So a bases loaded walk of Caden Connor. And now a sacrifice fly for Arxi Hernandez. Make it 2-0 Kannapolis. Just like that. Luis Pineda will stand in. First pitch inside corner. It's 0-1. Ballers acting like a bunch of hungry, hungry hippos. In this bottom of the first, trying to get some offense going and quick. Dowd will offer the 0-1. Low one inside, another breaking ball. Count evens 1-1. Wind blowing out to left tonight in what is a nice night to the ballpark. 1-1 from Dow. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Two-one in scoring position for the Ballers. Two outs. As Pineda trying to add some more. 1-2. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says home plate umpire William Paschal. First strikeout of the day for Dowd. But he does have a little bit of damage hit him. Bases loaded walk to Caden Connor, and then a sack fly for Arxie Hernandez. Make it a 2-0 ball game for the Ballers. McDaniel returns. We'll go to the top of the second. And the Ballers will play the field when we come back with the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Anel Mateo leads things off in the second inning for the Charleston River Dogs at the plate. Ballers Drew McDaniel back on the bump. His first pitch of the second is in there on a called strike, 0-1 to Anel Mateo. Martinez and Shin to follow here in this top of the second. Ballers already on top, 2-0, thanks to a bases loaded walk of Caden Connor and then a sack fly from Arxie Hernandez. 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. Ballers looking to put some early success together against this Charleston team. They dropped 2 of 3 on opening weekend down in the Joe. Trying to see if they can defend home turf here against the three-time defending champions. So two have been up and away. It's 1-2. Charleston winning 21, 22, and 23. This level of baseball. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Drew McDaniel's second punch out of the day. First out is had. Two punch outs now for McDaniel, and Rodelis Martinez will be the batter. So Rodelis Martinez will stand in. Nobody on base still for Charleston. Daniel works from the line, first pitch. And there inside corner, 0-1. And a new week in the Carolina League of Action. We've already got two finals, a couple of day games in the Carolina League. We'll have one of those tomorrow. 0-1 is a bit up and away. Count is 2-1-1 now. We'll have a day game action for you tomorrow, 11 a.m. first pitch between the Ballers and the River Dogs. Education day number 2. 1-1. Lifted high and foul. Count moves to 1-2. McDaniel didn't see any action in opening weekend down in Charleston. His first start came here against Augusta. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. I'm out. Three punch outs in his last four batters for Drew McDaniel. Three strikeouts on his night. Wu Shin, left fielder, will bat. Nobody on base. Two outs. Wu Shin will bat. First pitch. Bit low and outside from McDaniel. Count 1-0. Wu Shin had a home run against the Ballers in the opening weekend down in Charleston. This one's been outside as well, 2-0. Shin hailing from Seoul, South Korea. Product of Miami-Dade Community College, 2-0. Just a bit outside, and now count works to 3-0. On deck is Coleman Ares. From the wind, McDaniel works, 3-0 on the way. Popped up in a foul ground, looks like it'll stay in the field as first baseman Galaney after it, finding the sun, lays out, does he make the grab? Yes, he does. Out number three is had as Galaney sticks with it, and despite falling on his rear, makes the play. A 1-2-3 frame for Drew McDaniel on the bump, including a pair of strikeouts, will send us into the bottom of the second. We go, Gonzalez, Felix, and Nishida when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Juan Gonzalez leads it off. Bottom of the second inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers on top, 2-0 over the Charleston Riverdogs, who again took two of the three down in Charleston opening weekend. Ballers off to a good start, though. Gonzalez, first pitch, fly a ball in the left. Wu Shin makes the play. One pitch, one out, F7 in the book. One down, due up is Edric Felix. So Felix will bat just like that. One pitch, one out. It's Drew Dowd, lefty starter for Charleston. It's kind of settled in. One out and nobody on base. Edric Felix, the batter. One and fire. Dowd's pitch upstairs. Called a strike, though. It's 0-1. Whoever the DJ is here tonight, putting some good tunes on. Edric Felix stepping to the plate with some bass. 0-1. Swinging a foul tip, gets a piece of it. It's 0-2. Felix at the plate. Top of the order, Riku Nishida waiting on deck for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this opening night action of the series. This pitch is up and away, 1-2. Felix Felix able to rally an RBI in his week last week in Myrtle. 1-2, tap to third. Played by Peguero. Sets across. He goes. Morgan makes the pick and the play for the out. 5-3 put out of Edric Felix. Two outs now. And due up is Riku Nishida. So Nishida had a single his first time up as he'll offer this one into left center. That'll drop for another base knock just like that. Nishida, multi-hit game, two at-bats, two singles, and a multi-hit game in the books for Riku. One on, two outs, Ryan Galaney, the batter. Galaney hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance of the night. He's got one on and two outs here. First pitch of it upstairs and inside. And it's a 1-0 count. Drew Dowd just his second start of the season. His first appearance came out of the bullpen, second appearance as a starter. This one's fouled off, and it's 1-1 on Galaney. Down coming from Stanford, pitched four scoreless innings and a start against Auburn in the College World Series. Not too shabby. One before that, a check on the runner. Galaney digs in. Kenny had a little bit of time here at the end of last year. He's back here after a bit of an injury in spring training. 1-1, another check on Nishida, not in time. And he parked the batter on deck. 1-1 count. Galaney sets, as does down the bump. 1-1 in the way. Taking a bit outside. Galaney has a 2-1 count now. Galaney, one of two ballers to score in the first inning. Two-one from down. Runner takes off. Galaney pops this one up in the infield, drifting it towards foul ground. Peguero sets and makes the grab for the out in foul ground. That'll send us to the inning break. Top of the third we go. Colmenares, Gonzalez, Peguero do up, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
7-8-9, new up in the order for the Charleston Riverdogs. Top of the third inning, Carlos Colmenares will stand in against Drew McDaniel. First pitch of the third is on the inside corner. Count is quickly 0-1. Three punch outs for Drew through two innings. Not too bad at all. From the right, he has thrown two scoreless. Gonzalez and Peguero to follow. 0-1 to Colmenares. Wave and a miss. 0-2. Colmenares has been struggling so far in this series. 0-19 at the plate over his last eight games. But he has worked 11 walks over his last nine. 0-2. Outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Fourth punch out of the night for McDaniel. Carlos Colmenares is retired via a looking at strikeout. So one out, nobody on. Ricardo Gonzalez, the batter. First pitch to Gonzalez. Tapped to McDaniel, hits it off the glove. Throw to first is Aaron. And the ball will get loose. Galani will field. Headed to second will be Gonzalez. Bit of a weird play. McDaniel kind of cut off the ball that was headed to second and then threw it wild. Not sure what the scoring decision will be. We'll see what it is. As McDaniel kind of cut the ball off, it'll be two errors. One on the fielding and one on the throw for McDaniel. So a pair of errors on one play for McDaniel has put a runner in scoring position with Odalis Peguero to play. Here's the first pitch. It is outside, 1-0. Ballers now 19 errors on the season. 1-0. Up and away. Now 2-0. Another game for Kannapolis with multiple errors. It is their seventh game with multiple errors. Not ideal. 2-0. Grounded to first. Played by Galani. He'll field and he'll go to the bag himself for the out. To third, though, goes Gonzalez. Runner on third. Two outs. Top of the order, Noah Myers to bat. So Myers reached on a walk in the first inning. Still no offensive production really for Charleston. They do have a runner, though, at third. Daniels' pitch a bit low. Count 1-0 to Noah Myers, the leadoff batter. Lefty bat from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Spent last year in Evansville in the Frontier League. Former South Carolina Upstate Spartan. 1-0, Scott in the left, backtracking Caden Connor. He'll drift into left center and make the grab for the out. F7 in the book for Myers, and that's the third out, so no runs crossed still for Charleston, despite the pair of errors from McDaniel. No hits either in a note, and a one left on for the River Dogs. Bottom three we go. It'll be Park, Connor, and a C, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Yeah! Lefty-lefty matchup to start at the bottom of the third. Eddie Park will stand in against Drew Dowd. His first pitch from the lefty, a bit low and outside, a 1-0 count. It's Park, Connor, and Albertson, Asian due up. Bottom third, Ballers on top, 2-0 over the Charleston River Dogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. 1-0 from Dowd. Weakly tapped up back towards the mound. Dowd will field underhand to first. In time for the out, 1-3 put out. And Park is retired. He's now 0-for-1 as Miss Casey Benny makes her first appearance of the night. Ballers bat dog getting busy, grabbing the bat of Eddie Park. As Caden Connor will bat. Connor will bat. He's 0-for-0. He walked with the bases loaded in the first inning. From the line, Dowd's first pitch, breaking ball, is low in the dirt, and counts 1-0. Getting Connor, the bases loaded, walk in the first. He does lead the team in RBI. Does Caden Connor. From the line, Dowd's 1-0. Upstairs and inside, count 2-0. Caden Connor. 15 RBI, 11 hits, 12 strikeouts. 0-for-3 with an RBI on Saturday that was finished on Sunday. Pitch outside. Ballers did play on Sunday, but only for about 10 minutes. And in the resumption of Saturday night's rainout, it was stuck in the 12th inning. Well, the rain came in and washed it out. 3-0 count. Dowd will work from the line. Here's the pitch. Outside corner to Connor. It is 3-1. Seeing the batter on deck. From the line, down 3-1. Low and outside. Ball four. Connor draws another walk. He's got two of them now tonight. One on, one out for Albertson Asian. Three walks and a hit by pitch tonight for the lefty Drew Dowd so far. As Asian digs in. Dowd will work from the stretch. He'll check on the runner at first, not in time. As time called, they'll call a pitch clock violation, it appears. So a 1-0 count as Dowd didn't get the pitch off in time. 1-0. Up and away, 2-0. Yassian popped out his first time up. Duke Colmenar is at second, 2-0. Upstairs, but in there, called strike 2-1. Waving a foul tip. Asian now has an even 2-2 count. Asian in right tonight. Normally plays center. He can patrol all three outfield positions, though. 2-2. Fouled off straight back. Count stays 2-2. Arcy Hernandez, shortstop awaiting on deck. Bottom of the third. 2-2 count on Albertson Asian. Dowd sets 2-2 in the dirt, and this one gets by Martinez. Headed to second will be Connor. Wild pitch from a Dowd puts the runner on second. So a CN now with a runner in scoring position. Connor advancing on the wild pitch. Thank you. Downs pitch fouled off. Count still full. Connor at second with a good lead. Reached there on a wild pitch. Arxie Hernandez awaiting. See it at the plate. 0-1, trying to get some offense going. 3-2 before that, a disengagement. I'll check on the runner. No arms warning in the bullpen for either side. Full count, one out. Dowd's pitch. Tapped foul. Count will stay 3-2. Down with just the one strikeout tonight. Full count pitch. Sharp grounder to short. This one gets by Santana in the outfield for a base knock. Headed home, and the play is Connor. Albertson is seeing RBI single. Connor will score. Ballers on top now 3-0 on an RBI base knock from Albertson is seeing. One on, one out. Arxie Hernandez the batter. So an RBI single for Albertson Asian has made it 3-0 Ballers on three hits. So now Arxie bats, runner going, first pitch foul off. Straight back counts 0-1. And just the one strikeout for Dowd tonight. He's not had his best results, Ballers. Getting some offense going. 0-1 have been inside and low, even 1-1. Hernandez had a sacrifice fly in the first. And the Ballers a lead, which they still hold 3-0. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Arxie now 1-2. Luis Pineda on deck in the spot of the third. Down to the deep breath. 1-2. Skied high and foul down the right field line. 1-2 remains the count. Seeing at first with a decent lead. Check on the runner, not in time. Almost getting him over there was Dowd, and Morgan with a nice tag attempt. One, two count, one out, bottom third. Ballers lead 3-0. Runner going on the pitch. Check swing of the plate. RC goes around, throwing a second. Did they get him? No. And a stolen base for Asian, but a strikeout for Arxie Hernandez. He goes around, second punch out of the day of four. Drew Dowd, two outs, and Luis Pineda the batter. Pineda struck out his first time up. Pitch. Outside corner. 0-1 to Pineda. And a strikeout swinging against Dowd in his first at bat. Oh, 1. Sharp grounder a second, laying out as Colmenares. He can't make the play. Gets in a center. Rounding third at home is a C. And another RBI base knock. This time Luis Pineda adds it. And scoring is a CN, so the Ballers take a 4-0 lead now on four hits. And Juan Gonzalez will bat, runner on, two outs. So now Kannapolis on top, 4-0. Levy Romero will come talk with his lefty Drew Dowd. No arms warming yet. So Gonzalez will bat as the Ballers have put together some offense. It's a pair of RBI singles in the inning, one from Acia and one from Luis Pineda. Romero retreats and back to the dugout he goes. Gonzalez will bat. Dowd's first pitch. Loba called a strike, 0-1. Dowd will set a 1 count. Here's the pitch. Count moves 0-2. Big spot here for the Ballers. They're going to keep the offense going. 0-2 count, two outs. Dowd's pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Martinez. Arm continuing to get warm for Charleston down the line and left. 1-2 count, two outs. Dowd set, 1-2. Swing and a miss. Gonzalez goes chasing upstairs, and it's a strikeout for Dowd, his third of the day. And it also wraps up the inning. In the hands of Ballers, the three outs they did not want. But two more runs cross. An RBI single from Albertson Acia. An RBI single from Luis Pineda. Makes it 4-0 Ballers. We'll be right back. Drew McDaniel takes the mound on the Ballers. Baseball Network in Valley Live. Two more runs on the board for the Ballers in the bottom of the third. They now lead 4-0. Top of the fourth we go. Santana will get the first pitch from McDaniel. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Two runs in the inning for the Ballers. Two earned as well. On two hits. No errors. And a one left on as Santana grounds this one a short. Played back into my arc. See throw across. He is in time for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out. Santana 0-2 tonight. One down, Trey Morgan, the batter. Trey Morgan 0-1. Grounded out to the shortstop. Arxi Hernandez, his first time up. One out, McDaniel cooking so far tonight. He's allowed just one base runner per inning, it seems. First pitch to Morgan. Up and away, 1-0. A walk in the first inning, a clean 1-2-3 frame, and an error in the third. Now, so far, so good here in the fourth for McDaniel. 1-0. Inside, Morgan will take. And it's 2-0. Trey Morgan from LSU. Of course, playing with some pretty good teammates over there. Might have heard of a couple of them as this one is lifted into center. That'll drop for a base knock. Trey Morgan has the first hit of the day for the River Dogs. It takes a little bit of time, but it's a one-out single for the River Dogs first baseman. And a one-on-one out, two up, is Anil Mateo. First pitch to Mateo for McDaniel. Sky high and foul. 0-1. So Morgan has the first hit of the day for the Charleston River Dogs. And Baldur still lead 4-0 in this one. Oh, 1 from the righty. Up and in. 1-1. One count, one out, top four. Morgan is at first. Daniel working from the stretch. 1-1. Left an eye and foul, and heads up down there. Count is 1-2. McDaniel with a long look at first base. 1-2. Lifted in the left. Backtracking Connor. Now he's going to have to come in. Well, he's out. Does he make the grab? Yes, he does. Morgan will head back to first as a laying out grab in left by Caden Connor is executed well. Two outs now and due up is Rodales Martinez. Martinez struck out in his first at bat against McDaniel. Morgan's at first after the one-out single. McDaniel checks on Morgan at first, not in time. Morgan not a huge stolen base threat. Does have a little bit of speed on him, but it isn't much. First pitch, wave and a miss. Martinez down 0-1. Count to Martinez. Here's McDaniel's pitch. Up and away. Count now evens 1-1. Daniel sets, working from the stretch, 1-1. Fouled off, Martinez just stays alive. Count is 1-2. Wu Shin, left fielder, waiting on deck. Daniels 1-2. Weakly tapped foul. And we'll have another one at 1-2 with two outs. Morgan taking off for second, but not in a time. Ballers looking to avoid a falling in their second game in a row. One-two pitch, up and away, 2-2. Lots of twos, 2-2 count, two outs. Top four, ballers lead 4-0. Here's the pitch, Skied high and foul. Martinez staying alive and battling with McDaniel. It'll be 9-1-2 due up for the Ballers in the fourth inning, and we come back. We're still on the top of the fourth here. 2-2 from the righty. Inside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Five punch-outs for McDaniel through four innings of work. Not too shabby at all. That'll send us into a break. Bottom four we go. Felix, Nishida, and Galani. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Edric Felix takes the plate for the first batter of the inning. New arm of the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. And it's Hayden Snellsire. This one is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. Bottom four, Ballers on top, 4-0. Snellsire takes over. Felix grounds a 1-0 to short Santana Fields, and across he goes for the out. Morgan has to stretch, but he makes the play. 6-3 ground out, one out, due up. Top of the order, Riku Nishida. So three innings for Dowd, four runs on four hits. Just two strikeouts and three walks for the lefty, the starting arm for the River Dogs today. Snellsire takes over. First pitch in there, called strike to Nishida, 0-1. Snellsire listed at 6'3", 205-pound righty from Monroeville, Pennsylvania. Product of Randolph Bacon. One lifted high and foul. Count now 0-2. Randolph Bacon, Division 3, part of the ODAC. 0-2 from the line. Snellsire's pinched in the sheet up. A little squibber towards second. Colmenares fields to first. He goes for the out. 4-3 ground out. Nishida now 2-for-3. Two outs and new up, Ryan Galani, first baseman. So Ryan Galani will bat. Hit by a pitch and a pop out so far. First pitch, mid low and outside. Count is 1-0. Galani, the former Wofford Terrier from Mason, Ohio. 1-0. Little squibber to first. Morgan will field. Underhands to the covering Snellsire for the out. 3-1 put out. Three outs are had. A 1-2-3 inning in the fourth. That'll send us to the fifth inning. Due up for the River Dogs. Shin, Colmenares, Gonzalez. Ballers lead 4-0. We'll be right back here in Kannapolis. The Ballers Baseball Network. Wu Shin leads it off. Drew McDaniel back of the bump. His first pitch at the top of the fifth in there called strike. It's 0-1. Shin, Colmenares, Gonzalez due up. Top of the fifth. Ballers lead 4-0. We're going to get started on a good note here in this six-game stretch of the Charleston River Dogs. So one pitch from Drew inside. Count evens 1-1. No arms warming in either bullpen. Snell Sire entering for the River Dogs. Just a couple moments ago. 1-1 from Drew. Grounded up the middle. Nishida to his right. Fields in the first. He goes for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out. Shin now 0-2. And 2 up Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares will stand in 0-1 of the strikeout. He swings on the first pitch he sees and misses 0-1. Colmenares, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, been struggling. Now 0-20 in his last eight games. 0-1. Low one inside. Now 1-1. Colmenares played in 83 games of the River Dogs last season, hit 201. He was at one point on the top prospects list for the Rays for MLB Pipeline. He's fallen off as now McDaniel with a 1-2 count against Carlos. Time called, a 1-2 count with one out. McDaniel's pitch, 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, six punch outs for Drew McDaniel as he strikes out Colmenares yet again. That's now 6-4 2/3, and due up is Ricardo Gonzalez. From the line, McDaniel's first pitch to Ricardo Gonzalez is a bit inside, a 1-0 count. Gonzalez, a switch hitter from El Tigre, Venezuela. McDaniel's 1-0. This one's lined past the second baseman, Nishida, into right for a base knock. Two-out single, just the second hit of the game for Charleston. It's a two-out base hit, two outs and a runner on. Due up is Odalis Peguero, third baseman. Peguero 0-1, grounded out to Galani at first, his first time up. McDaniel's pitch, waved at and missed, 0-1. Top of the order, Noah Myers awaiting on deck, as Peguero 0-1 with a ground out, 0-1. Upstairs, 1-1. Gonzalez at first after the two-out single. Just the second hit of the game for Charleston. Drew's 1-1. Breaking ball outside corner, 1-2. Winchin out of town scoreboard look in the bottom of the fifth. Again, a busy day of a starting new series in the Carolina League. 1-2. Up and away. Now 2-2. Peguero playing third base today, listed as an outfielder in the River Dogs roster. Another switch hitter in the bottom of the lineup. 2-2 tapped foul. Keep the count 2-2. Wind blowing out to the left. This beautiful Tuesday night, 71 degrees at first pitch. And it's cooling off ever so slightly, of course. 2-2 pitch delivered. Weaving a miss at the plate. He struck him out. 7 punch outs for McDaniel through 5 innings. Not too bad a night at all. 7-5 for the righty Drew McDaniel. That sets us into the bottom of the fifth we go. Park, Connor, and a C and do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Eddie Park digs in. Caden Connor, Albertson, a C in to follow here. Bottom of the fifth. Ballers lead 4-0. Snellsire's pitch fouled off. Ooh, almost up here. And Jason Kemp, broadcaster for the River Dogs, almost just got a souvenir in his lap over there. Just a bit upstairs, though, and counts 0-1. If he was about 10'2" instead of about 6'2", he probably would have had the ball. 0-1 had been up and away. 1-1 to Eddie Park. Park 0-1, reached on a walk in the first inning. And the eighth rounder in 2023 out of Stanford. Snell Sire's pitch tap foul, 1-2. Snell Sire appeared in the fourth inning earlier today, now in the fifth. He's in his seventh inning of work so far in the year for Charleston. Still is not allowed a run. He's only walked two and he struck out five. 1-2. In the dirt. Blocked by Martinez. 2-2. Snell Sire, one of the more dependable arms out of the pen. He was supposed to start on Sunday in Columbia. Ended up getting rained out. 2-2. Low at the plate. Caught by Martinez just above the ground. Count will run a full. Park walking and grounding out. Full count, nobody out. Here's the pitch from Snell Sire. Tap to second. Colmenares ranges to his right, makes the play for the out. 4-3 ground out. Park is the first retirement of the fifth. And now Caden Connor, the batter. Connor, a run driven in the first on a bases loaded walk. He scored a run as well in the third. From the line, Snell Sire's pitch. Tapped foul. Just getting a piece of it as Caden Connor. It's 0-1. Team leader in RBI. His average isn't been the highest at just 212 entering the day. But he leads with 15 RBI. From the line, Snell Sire's 0-1. This one's lined in a right. That'll get through for a base knock, and Connor will round first. He's going to test the arm of Myers and end a second. Throw comes in. It's not in time. And it's a one-out double for Caden Connor. He's got himself his first hit of the day. So now one on, one out for the Ballers. Albertson is seeing the batter. That line drive lace. Right by Trey Morgan at first. He couldn't see where the ball was going. Sean will bat. Pitch on the way. Low went outside. Count 1-0. Kannapolis entering today at 7-7. Charleston at 6-8. Just a game back of the Ballers, who are in third place in the South Division. 1-0. Inside corner, 1-1. Seeing a pop out and an RBI single back in the third inning. One of those guys that has produced already this evening for the Ballers. As Seeing calls time. Connor at second. Snell Sire pitched just once against Kannapolis. That was back on opening day. Three shutout innings, the walk and three punchouts. This one's fouled off. Counts 1-2. Some would say he faced us and liked it. Three shutout innings. With a walk and three punch outs for Snell Sire. One, two, a bit low. 2-2. One, 4-2 again is a CN. 2-2 count, one out, runner on, it's Connor. Here's the pitch. This one gets by the catcher. Martinez headed to third, will be a Caden Connor. As another ball gets past the backstop. So Connor will reach. On, I would think, a wild pitch. Wait the call, though. Full count, one out, runner on third. Infield playing in. 3-2. Low for ball four. Another walk issued by the River Dogs pitching staff. This time it's Albertson Asian. Two on, one out for Arxie Hernandez. No arms warming for Charleston, so they'll stick with Snellsire. Arxie, a sacrifice fly and a strikeout on his day. First pitch from Snellsire. On the outside corner, 0-1. One to Arxie. Line to second to short. Santana tries to keep it in front of him. He won't get there in time. Another run across the plate and a hard hit ball from Arxie Hernandez. Connor will score. The second goes to Sean, and Arxie Hernandez is on at first on a bit of a weird play. Santana at short trying to snag the ball, but it ended up hitting the heel of his glove and bounced in front of him pretty hard. So we'll see how that play is scored. Nonetheless, and there's another run across. 5-0 Ballers as now Luis Pineda will bat. Pineda at the plate, first pitch. Inside corner, 0-1. Pineda going old school, no batting gloves. One pitch. Goes around on it. And Pineda now quickly down 0-2. They're going to say it's a single for Arxie Hernandez. So that's six hits now for Kannapolis. 0-2. This one skips by Martinez. Everyone's going to move up a base as the third goes to C and the second goes Arxie Hernandez. Another wild pitch off the arm of Snellsire. Pineda 1-for-2, an RBI single his last time at the plate. Infield in, 1-2 pitch. Tapped foul, Pineda stays alive. Count still 1-2. Snellsire taking his time on the bump. Two on and one out. First pitch to Pineda is a pin outside. And check on the runner at third is not in time. 2-2 count. Ballers on top, 5-0. Pineda at the plate, the 2-2 count, one out. Other games going on in the Carolina League as well. Two finals to report. And Snellsire's 2-2 in the way. Low and outside. Count runs full. Bottom six. Carolina trailing 2-0 to the Salem Red Sox. Top six down east on top. 5-1 over Fayetteville. Top of the fourth. Lynchburg up 6-0 over Myrtle Beach. Snellsire's 3-2 delivered. Fouled off. Pineda will see another one. Two finals to report. Fredericksburg wins a 6-0 in their first game against Delmarva. And then Augusta falls 8-0 to the Fireflies in Columbia. 3-2 from the line. Pitch to Pineda. Fouled off. They'll stay alive. Sean Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Pineda set. A look from the offering from Hayden Snellsire. Wide, here's the pitch. Lifted high and foul to another one. At 3-2. Now there's up an arm warming for Charleston. Looks like Samuel Mejia. Full count, one out. Here's the pitch to Pineda. Another one, sky high and foul. And the at-bat just never ends. Count still 3-2. Two on, one out. Here's the payoff to Pineda. Low and outside for ball four. And Pineda is on now with a walk. So Albertson Asian at third with a walk. Arxie at second with a single. And now Pineda with a walk. Bases loaded. One out for Juan Gonzalez. First pitch to Gonzalez, and they're called strike. It is 0-1. A 1 count. Base is loaded. Big spot. Here's the pitch to Gonzalez. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball low. It's 0-2. Edward Felix, batter on deck. Oh, 2 count from the line. Snellsire's offering in the dirt, blocked by Martinez. Good patience behind the dish to make the block, and counts 1-2. On 2 count, Gonzalez last time up, struck out swinging. Pitch delivered, grounded to first. Morgan moves to his right, makes the play, and step on the bag at first for the out. 3-1 put out of Gonzalez. Runner does score, though, as Asian will score. As now, no. They're going to say that they turn the bag, as now Pat Leland coming out. And they're going to say that they turned the base and a tag applied for the out. So no runs cross other than the first one from Caden Connor. That'll send us to the sixth inning. We'll be right back. Ballers lead 5-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Thank you. Drew McDaniel back in the bump. Top of the sixth inning. Ballers on top 5-0 in this series opener against the Charleston Riverdogs. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. To the top of the order, Noah Myers, Adrian Santana, Trey Morgan to follow here in this top of the sixth. 0-1. Breaking ball inside corner. 0-2 now as Myers the batter. Santana and Morgan to follow here in Kannapolis. Daniel from the line, 0-2. Up and in. Count now 1-2. Gonzalez had one hit for the River Dogs in the last inning, in what feels like an eternity ago. And that's really all that's happened lately for Charleston on offense. 1-2, grounded to first. Cleaved by Galaney. 3-2 put out. One down now in this sixth inning. Adrian Santana, the batter. Adrian Santana, 0-2. Strikeout and a ground out. So face McDaniel for the third time here in this game. McDaniel in his sixth inning of work. Line and fire. Swung and foul tipped. Just getting a piece of Santana. It is 0-1. McDaniel at 72 pitches. So his night will come to a close relatively soon. From the line, 0-1 for McDaniel. Popped up into foul ground. Ends up down in the seats. As that'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. It's 0-2. Trey Morgan, first baseman, awaiting on deck. 0-2 for McDaniel. Another one lifted high and foul. Keep the count at 0-2. Ballers offense looking fresh as a tropical papaya tonight. 5-0. Six hits. Just two for the River Dogs. 0-2 from the line. McDaniel's pitch. Weakly tapped to first. Galaney will get there as just before it hits the bag, he will make the play, and that's the second out. Another 3-2 put out here in the sixth inning. So Santana will head back to the dugout. 0-4-3 tonight. And two up is Trey Morgan. Trey Morgan, 1-2. Got a single in the fourth inning. It was the first hit of the night for Charleston. Daniel winds and fires. First pitch to Morgan. A bit inside. A 1-0 count. There is another arm warming for the River Dogs down the line and left. McDaniel winds, 1-0. This one skied high in the air into left. Backtracking Connor. He looks up. Warning track. Wallet. It's out of here. Solo homer for Trey Morgan. With two outs here in the sixth. And it's the first run allowed of the game for Drew McDaniel. It's a solo homer by the former LSU Tiger, Trey Morgan. So he'll trot the base paths. And Angel Mateo will stand in. And now a 5-1 ball game with the Ballers on top. Mateo 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. McDaniel will look to rebound after the homer allowed to Morgan. This one is a little bit outside of Mateo, 1-0. Now time called. Pineda will come talk with Drew McDaniel. There is an arm warming down the line. And right for the Ballers. Ballers actually added a name to the roster in the bullpen in Luke Bell. That might be who it is warming up down the line. Daniels 1-0 to Mateo, outside corner, 1-1. So it's tapped foul on the 1-1, 1-2 your count. It is, in fact, Luke Bell up and loosening in the pen for Kannapolis. 1-2 pitch from Drew to Mateo. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and throwing the first to confirm it will be Pineda. K2-3 in the book, but it's a K nonetheless. 8 of them tonight for Drew McDaniel in what's been a fantastic night. That'll send us to the break. Bottom of the sixth. Ballers still lead 5-1. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and the Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hendrick Felix lifts the first pitch of the inning into right field. Just like that, one pitch, one out. As making the grab out there is Myers. An F9 in the book for Felix. He's now 0-4-3. Riku Nishida, the batter. New arm on the bump now for the Charleston River Dogs. It is a Samuel Mejia, the righty. 6 foot, 192-pound righty from Higuaín, Dominican Republic. Spent some time last year with Charleston. He is the third arm used tonight by the River Dogs. First pitch to Riku is a bit inside, a 1-0 count on Nishida. Samuel Mejia with a 1-0 in there, called strike. Fastball, changeup, slider for Mejia, who is the third arm used again by the River Dogs. This one cuts in there, a 1-2 count. Snellsire goes two innings and a pretty chill night of work from the righty. Mejia is 1-2 upstairs, 2-2 to Riku. Two innings from Snellsire. Gives up two hits, two runs both earned. No strikeouts and one walk. As this one's off the plate to Riku, count runs full. Three, two pitch. Inside corner to Nishida. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. First punch out of the night for Mejia. And looking at it was Nishida. So Galaney will stand in. Nobody on base. Two out. First pitch to Galaney, breaking ball in there, called strike. 0-1. From the wind, 0-1 and from Mejia.
Are able to clear the zone.
This one is a bit inside, a 1-1 count. Wind blowing a little harder out to left field currently. 1-1. This one roped into center for a base knock. Mateo will field But Galaney's on with his, another hit. It's his first one of the night here. First one back at Atrium Health Ballpark in some time. And it's a two-out base runner for the Ballers. Two up now. It'll be Eddie Park. So another hit for the Ballers, seventh of the night. And what's been a pretty solid night of offense for these Kannapolis Cannonballers. Five runs on seven hits. Ballers are 4-1 in games in which they outhit their opponent, and they're well on their way here as this first pitch tapped to first. Morgan will make the play for the out. Three outs are had. That'll send us into the back third of baseball. Here we go. Top seven. Ballers lead 5-1. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Live from Atrium Health Ballpark. So Drew McDaniel's night comes to a close. New arm on the mound for the Ballers. 6'4", 205-pound righty Luke Bell takes over. First pitch to Martinez in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. Martinez, Wu Shin, Carlos Colmenares due up. This top of the seventh, Ballers nine outs away from victory. Looking to close the door here on the River Dogs as this one's up and in to Martinez. Count is 1-1. Martinez, Shin, and Colmenares. Martinez 0-2. He struck out twice against Drew McDaniel, who got a total of eight in his night, as this one is up and into Martinez, 2-1. Martinez, again, as mentioned, two strikeouts and an 0-9 against McDaniel. 2-1, tap foul. And the count will even 2-2. Final line for Drew McDaniel, six innings, one run on three hits, a walk and eight strikeouts for the righty. And what turned out to be so far his best night of the season. 2-2 from Bell inside, count will run full. Luke Bell in his first single-A outing. Former Xavier righty. Signed as a free agent in 2023 by the Chicago White Sox. He was originally a draft pick by the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2019. Ended up going to school, though, and signed as a free agent to the White Sox system. 3-2, low and outside, ball four. And Martinez is on to the leadoff walk, so that's one on, nobody out. Due up is Wu Shin. Wu Shin bats with the one on and nobody out. River Dogs trailing a 5-1 to the Ballers. This one's fouled off. Ends up in the seats. Ends up. And a lucky fan up here in the suites makes the grab for a souvenir. Bell comes set. 0-1. In the dirt. Blocked by Pineda. He'll fake a throw to first to keep Martinez justified over there. It is 1-1. Shin 0 for 2. A pop out and a ground out on his night. Bell checks on the runner again. Not in time. On deck awaiting Carlos Colmenares. 1-1 from Bell. Upstairs, 2-1. Bell having trouble locating the zone early in his outing so far tonight. Good lead at first for Odalys Martinez. 2-1. Sharp grounder past the third baseman Felix in the left for a base knock. No chance of that one, really. It's a base hit. That'll move Martinez to second, and Wu Shin has his first hit of the night. So two on for Charleston, and nobody out for Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares, 0 for 2, a pair of strikeouts. And a guy that has been struggling mightily for the Charleston River Dogs in this early start of the season. Two on for the River Dogs. First pitch. Upstairs and away, 1-0. Colmenares is under the Mendoza line yet again. He's 0-for in his last 20 plate appearances. Bell's 1-0. Outside, can't find the zone, 2-0. 5-1 ballers. They're out hitting Charleston 7-4. Two errors on the board, both credited to Drew McDaniel. 2-0 from Bell. Wave and a miss. Good fastball upstairs, 2-1. A little bit of pitchability from the righty Luke Bell. Not going to throw you too hard a fastball, but he knows where to locate it. Bell's 2-1. Upstairs and a bit inside, perhaps 3-1. Three-one count, 2-1, nobody out. Here's Bell's pitch, fouled off. Colmenares staying alive, it's now 3-2. Bell sent with a look at second. Payoff pitch to Colmenares. Low and outside, ball four. And now a walk, a single, and a walk. Have loaded the bases. With nobody out, no one warming in the pen for the ballers. And Ricardo Gonzalez, DH, is going to get a chance to bat. First pitch to Gonzalez, hacked and missed. It is 0-1. Gonzalez had a single in his last at-bat, also reached on the error as he weakly taps this 0-1 to first. Galani will field, throw it home, and they're going to say Pineda didn't get his foot on the home plate. And everyone's going to be safe. So Galani's effort to home was well-timed. But they're going to say Pineda didn't keep his foot on home. And everyone will be safe. Gonzalez will reach on the fielder's choice. Martinez will score. Shin to third. Colmenares to second. As the River Dogs get a run back. Now 5-2 in this seventh inning. And due up is Peguero. It is an RBI for Gonzalez. He drives the run in. 9-0 batter Odalis Peguero now bats with still bases loaded. First pitch. Breaking ball right down Broadway. 0-1. Now another arm up and going to get loose for the Ballers. Looks like Garrett Wright. 0-1 from Pell. Lifted high and foul down the line in right hooking. And ends up in the seats. Count will move quickly now, 0-2. Two count. Here's the pitch. Wait a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Luke Bell has his first single-A strikeout. Peguero goes chasing on a breaking ball outside. Top of the order, Noah Myers, the batter. Myers, 0-2. A fly out, a ground out, and a walk. First pitch from the righty Bell, skied high and deep. Center field, Park was playing in the left center, has to drift all the way out there, makes the grab for the out. Everyone is going to retreat except for the runner on third. He will score. It is Shin scoring on the play, so a sacrifice fly for Noah Myers. He's the second out. Colmenares still at second. At first is Gonzalez, and due up is Adrian Santana. Pinch hitter now for the Charleston River Dogs, actually. Santana now not batting. It's Narciso Polanco. And this one is a bit outside. 1-0 count. Narciso Polanco, the new batter. And Santana is pulled from the game. Bell steps off and will have a reset of the pitch clock before the 1-0. Santana 0-3 today. And Polanco steps in now with his first at-bat. As Bell will check on the runner at second. Ball gets loose. It's still in the infield, though. And nobody will move as the throw kind of hit Colmenares at second. Two on, two out. Top seven. Ballers lead by a total of 5-3. Tying run at first. Go ahead, run at the plate. Narciso Polanco, the new batter, lefty. 1-0 from Bell, inside corner. 1-1. Myers with a sacrifice fly. Eddie Park was kind of trailing to left center as this one's hit up the middle by Polanco. Arcy flubs the ball, and now the throw to third, and they got Colmenares in a rundown. Felix Olds, he'll flip to Pineda and make the tag for the out. There's the third out as Colmenares got a little fancy over there and is caught dancing off the third base bag. And the pickoff from Felix to Pineda on the play, and there's the third out. And I'll send us to the seventh inning stretch. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live.
Yeah.
First pitch to the bottom of the seventh to Caden Connor. He shows bunt, pulls it back. Doesn't matter. Called strike. And it looked like he got a piece of it, actually. So count is 0-1 to Caden Connor. After him, Albertson, Asi, and Arxie Hernandez. Bottom seven. Ballers on top, 5-3. They are out hitting at Charleston, 7-4. As it's 0-1 inside from the righty Mejia. It is 1-1. As Connor fouls this 1-1 off, it is 1-2. Two earned runs for Charleston in the seventh inning on just one hit. They have four on the night. 1-2 pitch from Mejia. Tap to short, and it'll be a tough play deep in the hole. It hits off of Coleman Norris, who was trailing. And it'll be Caden Connor reaching on the play. So a deep in the hole play. And it will be a base hit for Connor to lead things off. One on, nobody out. Two up is Albertson Asian. So a shift in the infield for the River Dogs. With Santana's departure, Coleman Arez moves from second to short, and then Polanco is the new second baseman. And his first pitch to Asian in there called strike. It is 0-1. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch roped in a ride for a base hit. And it'll drop and be in back-to-back singles for the Ballers as Connor to second is Sian to first on the single. 2-1, nobody out. Arxie Hernandez, the batter. Two on, nobody out. Arxie Hernandez, the batter. Back-to-back singles for the Ballers, Connor and Asian. Mejia's first pitch to Arxie. Breaking ball is in there called strike, 0-1. There is another arm warming for the River Dogs down the line and left. Looks like Dalton Fowler. The lefty getting loose. 0-1 from Mejia. Tap to third. Backhanded by Peguero. Long throw to second. Did he get him? No. Asian safe at second. And everyone's going to be safe. And it'll be a fielder's choice more than likely. That puts everyone up a base. So Asian to second. And now Arxie Hernandez reaches. So base is chuck full. It'll be a base hit for Arxie Hernandez. So three singles in a row for the Ballers. They're racking up singles like a sign-up sheet for speed dating. As it's nobody out. Bottom seven, 5-3. Ballers on top, and they're looking for more. Pineda stands in. No batting gloves. Trying to change the approach. First pitch from Mejia inside. Count is 1-0. Connor, Asian, and Arxie all on base. As this one's in the dirt, blocked by Rodelis Martinez. 2-0 count. Pineda, strikeout, an RBI single, and a walk on his night. And a productive evening for a Pineda. Infield playing in with nobody out and a runner on third. Here's the pitch. Grounded up the middle, hits Mejia in the leg. Morgan, the first baseman, will field. He won't have a play on it. Everyone's going to be safe. Infield single yet again. Four hits in a row for the Ballers. And Luis Pineda has another RBI single. It's now 6-3, Kannapolis. Morgan fielded the ball and tried to reach to tag Pineda. Pineda did a little juke move like he was an NFL running back. And it got to first base safely. Everyone's safe. Because now the baller is in double-digit hit category. And Haley Williams, trainer for the Charleston River Dogs, and Sean Smedley out to check on Mejia, who got hit in the leg by the ground ball up the middle. Mejia getting checked on by Haley Williams, the trainer, and Sean Smedley, the manager. Still bases loaded, still nobody out. Juan Gonzalez, the batter. He's 0 for 3, but looking to change his tides here. As the ballers have found a whirlwind of momentum. Juan Gonzalez will bat. Acien at third. Arxi Hernandez at second. And Luis Pineda at first. First pitch from Mejia. Been outside. 1-0 count. The rosin bag is in the grass. Right behind the mound. 1-0. Sharp grounder from Gonzalez. Past Peguero in the left for a base knock. Acien will score. Here comes Arxi Hernandez. It's a 2-RBI single for El Toro Bravo. And the ballers take an 8-3 lead in the bottom of the seventh. A nice play by Juan Gonzalez to get two runners home. Canapolis extends their lead here late. They'll keep the offense rolling. 2-1. Nobody out. Edric Felix the batter. Make it five base hits in a row for the ballers. In this bottom of the seventh. As now Sean Smedley comes out, and that's the end of the night for Samuel Mejia. His night will come to a close, and we'll have a new arm on the way. Looks like Dalton Fowler takes over for the River Dogs. We'll take a break and get you all the details when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Edric Felix will bat. New arm on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. The lefty Dalton Fowler takes over. Fourth arm used by the River Dogs tonight. This one's a bit inside, a 1-0 count. The ballers have four hits in a row, still waiting on the call from the last batter, and it would be five in a row. 1-0 count on Felix as Dalton Fowler takes over, the 6'6" lefty for the River Dogs. 1-0 is up and away, 2-0. So they will go base hit. That's 12 hits on the night for Kannapolis. 6 hits allowed by Mejia. The Ballers have sent 5 to the plate. All 5 have gotten a base hit. 2-0 from Fowler. Inside and low. Felix takes 3-0. Ballers offense finding all kinds of momentum. Top of the order, Riku Nishida waiting on deck. 3-0 count. Dalton Fowler sets 3-0. Get me over fastball in there, 3-1. Fowler, 6'6", 200-pound, 24-year-old. Named the 2023 American Athletic Conference Pitcher of the Year while with Memphis. Former Tiger. 3-1 to Felix. Low and inside, ball 4. That'll load the bases again. Every batter to step to the plate for the Ballers this inning has reached one way or another. As Felix will load the bases, and now Riku Nishida stands in. Still nobody out in the inning. 5 singles in a row for the Ballers and a walk to Edric Felix. And a 3-run inning for Kannapolis. Fowler's first pitch, low and outside, 1-0. Fowler born in South Haven, Mississippi, and former Memphis Tiger, 9th rounder in 2023 by the Tampa Bay Rays. Fowler comes set, bases loaded. 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Nishida with a huge swing and just no luck. 1-1 your count. Fowler comes set. 1-1. Low and outside on a fastball at 93. It's 2-1. Good leads all around for Kannapolis. 2-1 from Fowler. Up and in. Almost hits Riku in the chinny chin chin. And count is 3-1. Ryan Galaney, power hitting first baseman, awaiting on deck. Three-one to Nishida. Inside ball 4. Another run will cross the plate as its base is loaded. Free pass. Felix to second. Gonzalez to third. Pineda will score. Ballers on top. 9-3. A 4-run inning for Kannapolis. Has given them all kinds of life. Galaneo bat. Dalton Fowler. Well, that was another run to reach. He's faced 2 batters and he's walked both of them. First pitch to Galaney. Fastball up and away, 1-0. 8th batter of the inning. All 7 before him have reached. Still nobody out. Well, it certainly has been one of the longest innings we've ever seen in Atrium Health Ballpark in this bottom of the 7th. Just keeps going. 1-0, low and inside. Count is 2-0. Eddie Park, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Ballers lead 9-3, out hitting in Charleston 12-4. 2-0 from Fowler. Galaney puts a charge into this ball, high and deep and foul. 2-1. 2-1 count to Galaney. Hit by a pitch, a pop out, a ground out, and a single on his night. Fowler comes set, 2-1. Tapped up the middle, played by Colmenar. Is it short? He bobbles, can't make the play. Everyone's going to be safe. And the underhand flip to second, just not in time. Everyone reaches up a base. So Felix to third, scoring Gonzalez. Nasheed to second, and Galaney reaches. And the another E6. So Eddie Park will bat, still bases loaded, still nobody out. Colmenares with an error. Fowler working from the stretch. First pitch to Park. Up and in. 1-0. Ninth batter of the inning here for the Ballers as they now lead 10-3. Double-digit runs yet again for the boys in red, white, and blue. 1-0. Park lifts this one down the line and left, hooking foul. It'll be a 1-1 count. This is just the second game of the year the Ballers have scored at least 10 runs. And the first time they did it, they won. So if results hold, they will go to 2-0 when scoring 10-plus runs. 1-1 from Fowler. This one's lined to third, caught by Peguero, and everyone has to retreat. That's the first out, an L5 from Eddie Park. As how about them apples? It's still bases loaded, still just one out of the inning. Caden Connor will stand in. The lefty-lefty matchup is due up. So Caden Connor stands in, bases loaded, one out. Fowler's first pitch, low, 1-0. Connor earlier this inning got the party started with a single. No runners have failed to score yet in the inning other than Eddie Park's lineout. 1-0 in the dirt, blocked by Rodaelis Martinez, 2-0. No arms warming either for Charleston in what's been a flurry of offense for Kannapolis here, a 5-run seventh inning. Time called, William Pascal will brush home plate, and we'll have a 2-0 count on Caden Connor. Connor in the cleanup spot tonight. Normally bats third. With the addition of Eddie Park, can't go wrong. Moving him down one, 2-0. In there, called strike. Now 2-1. Two-one count, one out. Bottom seven, Ballers lead 10-3. 2-1 from Fowler. Fouled off over my head, and that's going to end up in the seats. Almost ends up in the press box right here. Ooh. Almost fell in the lap of our official scorer, Mojo Morrison. Still bases loaded, 2-2 count. Caden Connor, team leader in RBI, has a multi-hit game tonight already. As he lifts this one, foul down the line and left. That would have been trouble. But alas, we shall see another 2-2. I don't know why, I just sounded like a pirate there. Avast, we play baseball. Speak like a pirate day is not till September 19th. And if the Ballers are playing on September 19th, I'm not going to talk like a pirate. Because by September 19th, I'd be the championship of the Carolina League. That's big time stuff. 2-2 from Fowler. Whoa, outside cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. There's a punch out for the second out. Dalton Fowler picks up his first punch out of his night. And two outs now. Two up is Albert Senesian. Albertson is seeing two-hit night for him. He's singled twice, one of those being an RBI single in the third inning. Fowler working exclusively from the stretch. First pitch, Albertson swinging a miss, 0-1. He had bad intentions of that swing. Fowler. Felix at third. At second is Nishida. At first is Ryan Gillaney with a huge lead. 0-1. Up and away. Count now to 1-1 on Albert Sinisian. Fowler's 1-1. Nasean lifts this one high and foul, 1-2. He's reached three times today, has Nasean. A pair of singles and a walk. And what's been a fun night to be a Kannapolis Cannonballer. 12 hits as a team, 10 runs. 1-2 from the lefty, up and away. 2-2 to Albertson. Fowler comes set. 2-2. Another one lifted high and foul. And the inning continues. We're past 8 o'clock here on the East Coast, past 2 hours of game time. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Baller six outs away from victory, but they're having fun at the plate. They've scored 5 runs on 7 hits so far in the frame. 2-2 to Asian. Up and away, count runs full. Garrett Wright still the arm warming for Kannapolis down the line in right. Fowler's full count pitch. Asian blasts this one high and deep. Right field backtracking. Myers reaches. He can't make the grab. Ball loose in the outfield. Scoring is Felix. Scoring Nishida. Here comes Gillaney. Headed to the third is Asian. He slides in safely. And it's a bases clearing RBI triple for Albertson Asian. The Ballers up top 13-3 now in this bottom of the seventh. 13-4 are your hits. 13-3 are your runs. As Albertson Asian empties them all. Felix, Nishida, and Gillaney all across the plate. Albertson is seeing a 3-hit night and a 4-RBI night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Levy Romero is going to come talk with Dalton Fowler as a Sean wreaks havoc on the River Dogs pitching staff in this opening night of the series. That's now 8 runs to have crossed the plate in the inning for the Ballers. An 8-run frame. It's 13-3. Arxi Hernandez will bat. He's got a multi-hit game. Arxie will bat. He's got singles in each of his last 2 plate appearances. First pitch from Fowler inside, a 1-0 count. Base is clearing, RBI triple in what's been a very busy inning of offense for the Cannonballers. 1-0. Broken bat tapper up the middle. Polanco, the second baseman, fields. The first he goes. And there's the end of the inning. River Dogs finally will get out of the field. It's an 8-run at bottom of the seventh. Ballers on top, 13-3. They'll turn things over on the bump to Garrett Wright. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Garrett Wright takes over on the bump for the Cannonballers. Trey Morgan, the batter. First pitch in there, called strike in this top of the eighth inning. Ballers on top big, 13-3. 13-4 are your hits, 13-3 are your runs. Ballers on top big in this first game of a six-game set to the Charleston River Dogs. 0-1. Skips in the dirt from Wright, and count is 1-1. Wright, the third arm used by the Ballers in tonight's series opener. Final line for Luke Bell. One inning, two runs on a hit, a walk, and a strikeout as Morgan slices the 1-1 foul. And a count is 1-2. Trey Morgan, his second home run of the year. Back in the sixth inning, and his last at-bat off of Drew McDaniel. 1-2. This one's lifted into left. Drifting over is Caden Connor. He makes the grab for the out. F7 in the book. One down. Two up is Angel Mateo, center fielder. Ballers, all kinds of success at the plate tonight. Five of their nine batters in the lineup all have multi-hit games. And one of their biggest offensive outbursts of the season. Right sets, first pitch, upstairs to Mateo, 1-0 count. Mateo, 0-3. Pair of strikeouts and a flyout, 1-0. In there, called strike, 1-1. Garrett Wright, 6'2", 220-pound righty, 22 years of age. And a 20th-round pick out of TCU. 1-1, hack and a miss, 1-2. Garrett Wright tied for the Carolina League lead in saves on the year. A perfect 3-for-3. 1-2, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Angel Mateo down on strikes. First punch out of the night for Garrett Wright. Two down, Ornelas Martinez the batter. Garrett Wright tied for the league lead in saves with four other arms, including two from the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch hack and a miss from Martinez. And is 0-1. He's tied with two arms from Carolina, an arm from Fredericksburg, and an arm from Salem. So he leads the entire South Division in saves. This one is a bit off the plate, 1-1 to Martinez. Not a save situation, quite obviously, here. 1-1. Swinging a foul tip into the mid of the catcher, Pineda, 1-2. Ballers, four outs away from victory. It's a 1-2 count, two outs, top of the eighth. Ballers on top, 13-3. Pleasure to have you join us here for the series opener. Dan Lodi bringing you all the action. 1-2. Inside and low, 2-2. Game two of the six-game set tomorrow, 11 a.m. first pitch, Education Day number two. I've been told it's going to be a big one. A lot of kids here tomorrow, 2-2. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three, Garrett Wright. Three outs recorded, three batters faced, two of them being a strikeout. Ballers are three outs away from victory, but they'll look to gather him even more insurance at the bottom of the eighth. Pineda, Gonzalez, Felix due up. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Well, for the first time in 2024 at Atrium Health Ballpark, we have a Dance It With Me position player pitching. Joshuan Sandoval is on the bump, the catcher for the River Dogs. This one's into right. Pineda is the first victim. He's a flyout into right field. F9, one down, and due up is Juan Gonzalez. Joshuan Sandoval listed as a catcher in the roster. 6'3", 250-pound righty from Manatee, Puerto Rico. Product of Mid-America Nazarene, a free agent signee in 2022. This one's looped into Juan Gonzalez, 0-1. Sandoval, 26 years of age, the oldest player on the roster for the River Dogs. He's not even worried about the pitch clock. 1-1, this one's looped. Bravo taps this one back to the mound. Sandoval will field. Flips to first in time for the out. And he'll hustle over. It's a 1-3 ground out. Two outs now quickly. And Edric Felix will bat. Joshuan Sandoval looping the ball in at probably 30 miles an hour and no more. He doesn't need a pitch clock. He's going at full speed as he fires this first pitch inside to Edric Felix, 1-0. He's just having fun up there, and I can respect that. 86 on the radar gun, 1-0. This one is looped. It's a little moon ball upstairs, 2-0 to Edric Felix. Quickly working, 2-0. Felix lifts this one to center. Coming in quickly, Mateo on the run makes the grab. A 1-2-3 frame for Joshuan Sandoval, who's been the best pitcher of the night for the River Dogs. That'll send us into the top of the ninth inning. Ballers three outs away from victory. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. 13-3, Kannapolis on top. Well, after Joshuan Sandoval pitches the inning of his life for the Charleston River Dogs, the catcher took the mound for the River Dogs and went 1-2-3. Bottom nine, Emerson Talavera takes over in the top of the ninth, I should say. First pitch to Wu Shin, a bit outside, a 1-0 count. As Emerson Talavera, the fourth arm used tonight, he'll fire the 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1. Talavera, 5'10", 160-pound, 21-year-old free agent signing in 2020. Out of Nueva, Valencia, Venezuela. 1-1 in there. Called strike. 1-2 to Wu Shin. Colmenares, Gonzalez to follow. 13-3. Ballers lead over the River Dogs. 1-2. Tap foul. That'll end up in the Ballers dugout as a souvenir for, looks like, Ronnie Hernandez. 1-2 count. Talavera set. 1-2. Up and in. Almost hits Wu Shin. And it'll be a 2-2 count. Shin 1-for-3. He has one of the four hits in the night for Charleston. 2-2 count. Talavera on the bump. Working. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss in the plate. He struck him out. A strikeout foul tip into the mid of the catcher, Pineda. And now the Ballers two outs away from victory in the series opener against Charleston. Carlos Colmenares, a shortstop, will stand in. So Colmenares originally was at second. He shifted over to short and was relieved at second base duties by Narciso Polanco. Adrian Santana being pulled from the game as his first pitch to Colmenares in there, 0-1. Colmenares walked in his last at-bat, 0-1. Outside from Talavera, 1-1. Two strikeouts on the night for Colmenares, 1-1. Fouled off up here. Count shifts to 1-2. From the line, 1-2 to Tal. From Talavera to Colmenares. Bring him up, got him looking, called. Strike three. Another strikeout for Talavera. That's two on his night and two outs in the top of the ninth. One out remaining for the Ballers. It's Ricardo Gonzalez just stepping in for the River Dogs as their last hope. First pitch, breaking ball to Gonzalez in there, 0-1. Gonzalez, the DH. Reached on an error, a single, and a fielder's choice. He has not recorded a putout against him tonight. 1-1 count. Talavera works from the line to 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Dallas Peguero, third baseman awaiting on deck. From the line, Talavera's 2-1. Been outside, 3-1. Talavera running into some trouble here against Gonzalez. The line of the fire popped up in the infield. Edric Felix after it. This should do it. Into foul ground, and Felix goes, and he makes the grab, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight, Kannapolis explodes for an eighth run top of the seventh inning. An eight-run bottom of the seventh hands the Maulers a 13-3 victory, and they take game one of this six-game set with the Charleston Riverdogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. The Maulers move to 8-7. Charleston drops to 6-9 on the year. Maulers win, baby. Maulers win. We'll be right back. Post-game show coming here in Kannapolis. We'll do it live in the ballpark and here on the broadcast as well. We'll be right back after a break of the Maulers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Trevor Wilt, thanks for sending up here to the broadcast booth. High top Atrium Health Ballpark. Oh, how sweet it is to say. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight, Kannapolis 13-3. They explode for an 8-run bottom of the seventh inning, and a lot of that came from Albert Senesian, 3-for-4, 4 RBI, a bases-clearing RBI triple, kind of sparked that run in that seventh inning and gave Kannapolis the 13-3 win tonight. 13-4 are your hits. Kannapolis with 3 errors on the board, but it doesn't really matter. Kannapolis puts up the 13 runs, and it is more than enough against these Charleston River Dogs tonight. Ballers move to 8-7 on the year, 6-9 do the River Dogs move in this Carolina League South Division matchup. Couple notable performances, of course, for both sides. 13 RBI for the Ballers. All 13 runs were batted in. 1 for Nishida, 1 for Galaney, 1 for Caden Connor, who leads the team. He kept his hot streak going to the multi-hit game as well. 2 hits on the night. Of course, Albert Senesian, 3-for-4. Bases clearing RBI triple, 4 RBI, and then a pair of RBI each for Arxi Hernandez, Luis Pineda, Juan Gonzalez. Everyone kind of getting in on the action tonight and having a blast. Again, a lot of offense, and Kannapolis puts it all together tonight, including a good outing from Drew McDaniel on the bump. 6 innings. He allows 1 home run in his final inning of work from Trey Morgan. 3 hits, a walk, and 8 strikeouts. Bell comes in his first outing as a Baller, not too bad, allows 2 runs in an inning. But then in the 8th and 9th, Garrett Wright, Emerson Talavera shut him down in the 8th and 9th and hands the Ballers the 13-3 victory. On the other side, Trey Morgan, a multi-hit game, 2-for-4 with an RBI. That home run, of course, in the 6th inning off of McDaniel. And they did rally for a couple more runs in the 7th. But the Ballers answered with emphasis in that bottom of the 7th inning. And they take the victory tonight in Game 1 of this 6-game set. We'll do it 5 more times this week. Ballers and River Dogs here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch, well, tomorrow, well, we got a quick turnaround, 11 a.m. Hopefully you grab a little bit of brunch and get the day off of work tomorrow. Come enjoy some Ballers baseball on your lunch break here in Kannapolis. Education Day here, number 2 on the year, as Jake Peppers gets the start. 1-0 on the year against the righty Gary Gilhill for the Charleston River Dogs. Again, 11 a.m. first pitch. Be sure you visit kcballers.com. Call 704-932-3267 or visit the box office over by Gate 1 to pick up your tickets for tomorrow or any of our remaining home games here in Kannapolis. We still have 5 more after tonight between the Charleston River Dogs and the Kannapolis Cannon Ballers. McDaniel gets the win on the bump, and 8 runs in the 7th help the Ballers get their first win of the week. For everyone in Kannapolis, I'm Dan Alody saying thanks for tuning in on Valley Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'll leave you, as I always do, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight from Kannapolis is the Ballers 13 and the River Dogs 3. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road. And have a great one, everyone.